Aircheckdownloads.com.
You know, you get great listening. No matter where you go, to Counties Radio, 2CR.
Just how did Reg Haynes and Sons become so successful?
2CR on 362, and if you're listening on 362, you might like to find out what we like on VHF as well, on 97.2, and you'll hear us coming out both sides of your head, hopefully, or at least going in both sides of your head. And right now we have with us Alan Defoe, who's a treasurer, and Valerie Clasby, who's the secretary of the Bournemouth Family History Group. We were just talking about the types of things you might find when you go back and investigate your family history, and the types of areas that people come from. Valerie, are there special areas that you find certain settlements in Dorset and Hampshire come from? Poole, for example.
Well, people in Poole had very strong links with Newfoundland because of the trade.
How the heart approaches what it yearns. That's the brand new song from Paul Simon, which I think you'll hear a lot of here on 2CR as the time goes by, which, speaking of time, incidentally, is 28 minutes past 8. Well, that seems very small in terms of the time spans we've been talking about. I'd like to ask Valerie and Alan from the Bournemouth Family History Group, what makes people look back into their past? Any theories?
Curiosity.
Mm-hmm. What do they hope to find? Of the highways and byways have always been something of a strange magic to me. Dick Shepherd is our guest for the next hour or so here on 2CR on After 8 as we look about the highways and byways. First of all, ELO and a little strange magic of our own. 26 to 9 the time on Two Counties Radio. 2CR, I'm Michael Hooper. Good evening. Strange magic in the air. A little bit nippy tonight, too. Actually, it's around about 15 degrees outside, so that's not so magic. However, we have with us in the studio this evening Dick Shepherd. Dick, good evening to you and welcome along to After 8.
Hi, Mike. Nice to see you.
Now, tell me, what is the Bournemouth Council public relations man doing interested in ghosts? How did it start? Where did you get interested?
Well, long time ago, I was a newspaper man up in the Midlands for a paper called The Express and Star.
John Williams Cavatina, the theme from The Deer Hunter. It's a quarter to nine on 2CR. Welcome along to After 8. Michael Hooper with you this evening, and Dick Shepherd with some stories of the ghosts of Bournemouth. Back with you in just a moment's time.
Whenever I want a used Renault.
It's 12 minutes away from 9, still quite away from the witching hour, but Dick, tell us, I believe Percy Shelley lived in this area, didn't he?
Yes, Percy did.
For someone so poetic, are there any particular stories associated with Percy Shelley?
Yes, he used to live at what was known as Boscombe Manor. It's known today as Shelley Park at Boscombe.
2CR, Two Counties Radio, right now at 7 minutes away from 9. We have the news at 9 o'clock and some news on football. And the Mark Froud Cup tie, the score is Poole 2 and Dorchester 2. At half-time, Dorchester went into a two-goal lead, and the goals were scored by Martin Chivers and Kevin Lee within just 30 minutes. And Poole hit back with goals from Paul Baxter in the 37th minute. It was a beautiful chip from Martin Baber in the 40th minute. How do I know all this? Aha, because we're on top of things. 2CR, Two Counties Radio, 6 minutes away from 9. We're with Dick Shepherd at the moment. Dick, we have a lot of individual ghost stories, but can anybody tell us what a ghost is?
Well, the scientific view, one of them is that it's the aura around us.
Aircheckdownloads.com.